Erev Tov Rabotai. So it's actually, I don't know if you saw the title. I like to give series because it's good to dabble in different aspects of halakha. And this is a big one because inevitably it comes up. Lashon hara, rechilut, ona'at dvarim, as it applies to shiduchim. So that's a big deal. If you're a shadchan, this series is for you. If you are a reference, this series is for you. If you're stam a random guy, you got to know hilchot lashon hara. This stuff comes up all the time. And I didn't even make cheshbon when Bos Gabo told me that this is the topic of choice. Actually came up tonight. We're speaking about Shidduchim. Tonight is Baruch Hashem, our 14th wedding anniversary. Exactly 14 years ago tonight. Chai b'cheshvan. Thank you. Bezat Hashem, you should all be zochei mamash. Shanim al gabe shanim of simcha v'nachat. You should all find your zivugim amitim easily and without tzar and besimcha. And find the right one, because according to the Zohar HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has multiple zivugim. Huh? There's different opinions. There's different ones that you should find mamash the right one, and she should. I'm not here to give brachot, but it's such an integral part. The Ari HaKadosh writes in Shara Kavanot that the number one nisayon in life, and therefore, since it's the toughest nisayon, it's also the nisayon that brings you the most shlemut, is that of marriage. It's a big deal. So in order to get there, there's a journey. That journey we call shiduchim. And not for naught, Parashat Chaye Sarah is Parashat HaShiduchim. Right? Eliezer Eved Avraham, Dvarim Gdolim. Anyway, so as a matter of introduction, the entire Sefer Chafetz Chaim is important to master. I don't know if you can tell, but this Sefer has been learned many, many, many times. You see, I davka kept it in the shape because it gives me chizuk. I started learning Chafetz Chaim when I was in second year Beis Medrash, which was almost 20 years ago. It's broken up into it gives awareness about the importance of Shmirat HaLashon, and that your mouth is not Hifkir. It's important to realize that. Sometimes we can lose sight of that living in such a, free country, woke country, liberal. You can say whatever you want. In England, it's interesting. The tides are changing. You can't say whatever you want anymore. You get arrested for your tweet. It's very interesting. The tides are changing. But the Chafetz Chaim, Baruch Hashem, we had the Chafetz Chaim in not our generation, but a generation before. Never, if you look in the Hagdamah, the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, never before has one posik in the history of Am Yisrael codified all of the dinim of Lashon Hara in one Sefer. They were dispersed. A little bit in the Rambam, a little bit in Sefer HaMitzvot, a little bit in Rabbi Yonah and Sha'aret Teshuvah, Sha'as, scattered. The Chafetz Chaim was given the zchut by Shamayim to really put everything together in one big conglomerate, which is Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And then the second part of the Sefer, which is not, it's a different Sefer, but it's the Midrashim and Ma'ar Mamer HaChazal about it, is Sefer Shmirat HaLashon. Both, I would call that, without a doubt, required, mandatory reading if you're Jewish. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyah Bidvaro.
Amen.
Possibly the most important klal in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, shiduchim wise, and by the way, this really, Chafetz Chaim introduces this klal by saying it's not only with regards to shiduchim, it's any time you're planning on entering a partnership of any type, or a relationship of any type, marriage, business, or otherwise, there are certain klalim that need to be taken into consideration. If you look in Ilchot Rechilut, klal tit, the very last chapter of Sefer Chafetz Chaim is chock full of this. Now, he introduces the topic with important, I'm going to read it and break it down because it's important to understand. Then we'll apply it bedavka the shiduchim v'ezat Hashem. So we're going to break it up. Lo hakol on regel achat. You know, like I like to say, you're not gerim, and I'm certainly not hilel hazaken, so I don't have to give you kol haTorah kula on regel achat. Lat lat. So he says like this. Klal tet hilchot rechilut halacha aleph. Im echad roeh shechaverot rotze lishtatef be'ezeh davar im echad. You see that your friend wants to partner with somebody else. Shiduchim or otherwise. V'hu mesha'er shebevaday yesubav lo al yedei zeh inyan ra. So now, by the way, also by means of introduction, the Pitchei Tshuva in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Nun Vav. So something very important. When it comes to shiduchim and other things, you have to be very, very careful not to say things that you're not allowed to say. But equally as important, says the Pitchei Tshuva, is knowing when you're obligated to say the things that you have to say. Because otherwise, there can sometimes be an isur, several isurim. Lo ta'amod al dam reicha. You see a situation that's dangerous or detrimental to a fellow Jew, you can't sit by and let it happen, and certainly you can't be an accessory to it. One. Another isur, v'lifnei iver lo titen michshol, which Chazal Darshan is giving a person aitzah shena hogenet. If somebody comes and asks me, you think it's a good idea? You think there's a good partnership, good business venture, good shidduch, whatever? And you know that it's mamish terrible. He's a goner. You can't tell him. Over there you have to know when midinei ilchot lashon hara you're supposed to say and how to say it in order to avoid greater isurim. So that's what he's talking about over here. צריך להגיד לו כדי להצילו מן העניין הרע הוא. You have to tell him in order to save him from the pit that he's about to fall into. אך צריך לזה חמישה פרטים שעברים בסמוך. These are the five תנאים that you must remember forever. The five תנאים of what we call תועלת. When it comes to Lashon Hara, now again, this is a very specific type of Lashon Hara. We'll call this protective or defensive Lashon Hara. It's not that stam, I'm going to talk or whatever, or other dinim of Lashon Hara, v'apitlata, pimara, stam, I'm talking. This is, you know, the entire thing over here is quote-unquote l'to'elet, because I'm trying to save a person from entering a situation that's going to be detrimental to him. Says the Chafetz Chaim, listen carefully. This is Sefer Yishtabach Shemo. Says, Ve'elohim. Yizahir me'ed Chavetz Chaim. Ah. You know that picture? You know the picture of the Chavetz Chaim? That they pulled out of the video? Huh? No, it was a video of the Chavetz Chaim walking in with his son and a few other people into the Knesiyah Gdola in Vienna. That's when they unveiled Daf Yomi. It was then. It was 1929, I think it was, whatever. It was the first year of motion picture or something like that, whatever. And they took the picture out of there. You look at the picture of the Chavetz Chaim, just looking at it, every time I see it, I get goosebumps. Ezek, Dusha, Taura. You see his eyes? Soft, but piercing. I don't know, I get the chills. I look at the picture, I feel like he's looking into my neshama. I remember the first year this picture, probably about 7 or 8 years ago the picture came out, maybe even more at this point. Rebetzin Kanievsky saw the picture. Rebetzin Kanievsky, Aliyah Shalom, she saw the picture, somebody showed it to her, and she ran to show Reb Chaim. She ran. He was in the middle of learning. There's a video about this. She ran to him. Tired, Arav, tired, Chafetz Chaim. She ran to show the Chafetz Chaim. And Reb Chaim stopped learning to look at the picture of the Chafetz Chaim. Just to look at him, to look at his picture. Mosif yirat shamayim. V'ayu enecha ra'ot et morecha. You see, you look at Tamdei Chachamim, you look at Gdolei Torah, it's mosif yirat shamayim. See? Everybody, I always say, everybody's got to have their heroes. Choose wisely. People choose a lot of wacko heroes. Choose very wisely. Choose Gdolei v'tzadikei hador. Choose the ones who are mosif yirat shamayim. You look at them, it helps. You know, sometimes I'm having a hard day. Sometimes hard seder, hard to focus. There's a lot going on. I look at my rebbeim. I look at Maran Zichron V'chai. I look at my rebbeim. It gives koach. You put everything else on the side. Yalla, back into learning. The Chavetz Chaim, he writes in the Hagdama. You know why it's so effective to learn Sefer Chavetz Chaim? He writes. Because where He says such a thing, unreal, in Hakdama. You got to learn Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Anyway, he writes over there, when you learn Chafetz Chaim, you know why you're Shomer Lashon, you know why it makes an impact on your neshama, because he says, I took all of these halachot, I culled it from the Rambam, from Rabbeinu Yonah, from Sefer Mitzvot Gadol, from all of the Rishonim, Shebevadai Shamru et Pihem Ulshonam. He says, they were Bevadai, they watched their mouths. And that's why when they write about it, their words make an impact on you. In order for the words of Torah to penetrate, you have to learn from a person that lived it, that embodied it. That's what the Chafetz Chaim was. Famously, when he was 93 when he passed away, who was the Talmud Muvak of the Chafetz Chaim? Rabbi Chanan, Arav Shalom. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikom Damo. He called over Rabbi Chanan one day, the Chafetz Chaim was sitting on his bed. He called Rabbi Chanan over, and he opened his mouth, and he said, count my teeth. He said, Rebbe, what? He said, count my teeth. He opened his mouth, famous story. And Rabbi Chanan counted, Lamed Bet, 32 teeth, exactly the way it's supposed to be. He says, okay. He says, did you count them? He says, yeah. He says, I'm an old man. I'm 93 years old on my deathbed. You see, all my teeth are perfect. See? No crowns, no missing teeth, no veneers. Klum. Chafetz Chaim had perfect teeth on his deathbed. He says, you know why my teeth are perfect? Because I never uttered a word of Lashon Hara in my life. Never listened, never uttered. Count my teeth. See? So he says over here, how do you warn your friend before you see him falling into this pit? I'm talking about the Chafetz Chaim, I'm getting goosebumps. Ezek Dusha, Ezek Tahora, says, Yizahir Me'od, this is one. Shelo yachli tekef et ha'inyan b'da'ato le'inyan ra. Rak yitbonen etev mitechila imu be'etzem ra. Very important. We have a tendency as human beings to jump to conclusions. This is bad. This is dangerous. This is detrimental. It's going to ruin his life. Stop. Time out. Before anything, take a step back. Reassess. Maybe it's not so bad. Maybe it's good. But she's ugly. What? What? Nachon? Why is that funny? Because who cares what you think? Yeah? The Gemara says, Mefurash, Ketubot Yudzayin. The Gemara says, if a person, let's say, Be'emet, Chatan married an ugly wife. Ketzad merakedin lifna kala, betilel omrim ma, yalla, kala, na'a, v'chasuda, uwah, shtabach shemo. Even though she's objectively hideous. Lama? Because for him, she's kala, na'a, v'chasuda. Who said it's bad? Chazal are teaching us a way of thinking. What are you jumping to conclusions? Mata yoda. Take a step back. Maybe it's not so bad. First, you have to know, this is what we call the Tanai of Be'etzim Ra. Something that everybody knows is objectively bad. And at the end of this Perek, he gives Tziurim. He gives examples. Bet. Number two, listen carefully. Shlo yagdil besipuro et ha'inyan yoter mima shehu. Another unfortunate symptom of human nature is that when we tell stories or we say anything, we have a knack for blowing it up. As the Gemara says, Bitzad Afdalit, what? Guzma. Nachon? Guzma. Mazeh? I'm trying to drive the point home, so what do I do? You talk about things that have no shaykhis, right? What are you talking about? Bitzad Biklipata. Mazeh Bitzad Biklipata? What are you talking about? Everybody on the Afdalit already? Anyway, where are you guys? Oh, yeah? By Rav Chanoch? You're just on the Afdalit? Mayesh?
For a long time.
Oh, the Chazak. Davar Shiesh no Matirin? Yes. Yeah. One of the most complex simanim in the entire Hilchot Ta'arovot, Siman Kuf Bet. Davar Shiesh no Matirin. Kashe. Siman Kashe. Anyway.
Rav Benson Sachs is now jumping to Psachim and trying to correlate the Gemara there.
Zevadai. Now, anyway. Huh? Yeah. Takshiv. So he says, even if it's objectively bad, don't blow it up. There's no, it's called literary license. You don't have literary license. When you're warning somebody, you try to minimize, well, that's another one of the Tanaim, but just say it like it is. Don't blow it up. Don't make it worse than it has to be. Giman, shi'chavin rak le'to'elet, dehainu le'salek ha'nezakim mizeh ve'lo mitzad sin'al shel kenegdo. Ay, ay, ay. Ez advar musar. You know, when you're jumping in to save your friend from what we'll call the aggressor, you know, we're not Democrats. This world is so much bigger than just oppressor and oppressee, yeah, and oppressed. You know what I'm saying? Everything in life is, are you an oppressor or are you oppressed? Neither. No, you can't be neither. You have to be one. Well, I'm not oppressor. You're oppressor. Whoa. That's woke. Nachon? Anyway, Sedom va'amora mamash. Sedom va'amora. That's what it is. Anyway, mikol makom. So he says over here, even when you're doing that, you're trying to save your friend from something that we've already established has to be objectively bad. What's your kavana? If your kavana is really to save him l'to'elet the whole way through, proceed. If your to'elet is, hey, as a side point, I have a bone to pick. I have some beef with the guy that I view as the oppressor here. Oops, says the Chafetz Chaim, you're out. Even though you might be right, but you can't be the one to deliver it. You can't be the Moshiach over here, because that's not Yeshua. If any, even the Chavana, even deep down, you have to take all negiut out of your heart and really be mechavin mamash l'shem shamayim. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's a good question. The Mefarshim explain in this Chavetz Chaim. In general, how do people know that someone or something, any situation, is objectively bad? Through personal experience. I know he's a bad business partner because I experienced it. I know she's not a good shidduch for him because of things that I know or I heard or I went out with her or whatever. So I know from personal experience. It's not that I didn't personally experience it, because that's another tanai. If I didn't personally experience it, I don't have firsthand knowledge. You're also out. Ela, a person has to really focus up and think to himself that in spite of my possible gripe with this person, put that aside completely. You have to bury that. Think only l'shem of the, you know, to protect the hagana of that person. And if you can't do it, you got to back out. Huh? Then it's not first-hand knowledge anymore. We're going to get to that tonight. Hold on. Now watch this. The Chafetz Chaim drives it home. ובזה הפרט השלישי נכלל גם כן עוד עניין אחר שמלבד הכוונה שיכוון לתועלת, not only that, ולא מצד השנאה, יתבונן בתחילה אם תבוא מזה תועלת. והפוקה ממה שמצוי כמה פעמים, שאפילו אם יאמר לו, לא ישמע לו וישתתף עמו. Let's say I'm good. My kavanot are pure. I buried the gripe. Whatever it is. Fine. Hakol tov. But I know, let's say, you know, I'm trying to save you from something, and I'm telling you, you know, this partnership is very bad for you. And whatever, I've had instances, and, you know, just watch out. And you're the kind of person to not care. You love risks. You don't listen to people. You're not mekabel from your rebbeim. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? You just pashut don't care. You have no heter. I have no heter to tell you. Because if I know that your personality is not to listen to me anyway, so that's stam wasted lashon hara. If I know that you're not going to listen. V'achar kach shirgizo chavero bez davar omen lo, יפה אמר עליך פלוני שאין ראוי להשתתף עמך וכיוצא בזה. He says, what? You're not going to listen to me, but what? Eventually, when a fight erupts with your partner, he's going to make you angry, and then you say, aha, that's why Gabriel Abbas told you not to be משתתף, because you are a jerk. זה לשון הרע ורחילות. I did the לשון הרע, and then when you said that over, I was מחתי אותך ברחילות, when you told that person. Yes? רבותיי. Chafetz Chaim 101. What is the difference between Lashon Hara and Rechilut? Pashut. Go.
Lashon Hara is direct. Lashon Hara is something that you're saying that's like not within the five clauses itself. And Chilut is something that like it's not about Lashon Hara, where it's saying that like you know everyone is susceptible to, as it says in Masechet Shabbat. But rather, it's something that it's like it's a secondary level of sorts.
I'm buffering. No, I'm coming. Yeah. Go ahead. That's what you call the circle when it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Not necessarily. Let me explain. Chevra, Aleph Bet. You got no Lashon Hara Chilut. Ma Hevdel. The Torah doesn't even say Lashon Hara. You know that? The Torah only speaks about explicitly the Chilut. Sheneemar. Lo Terech Rachil Be'amecha Be'avta Le'racha Kamocha. Right? The Torah says only Rechilut. The Chafetz Chaim says Lashon Hara Midoraita is learnt out from Rechilut. Rechilut doesn't mean there has to be anything innately bad about what I'm saying. Rather, I go over to Gabi and I say, oh, he said this and this about you. He acted or whatever. I just go and peddle information that when it gets back to him, it can cause an issue. I didn't say really anything bad. Lashon Hara is that I'm not going and saying what he said about you. I'm going and saying bad things to you about him. Which means that there's actual gnai. There's actual, you know, malice in the words that I'm telling you about him.
Right, secondhand.
Huh?
Secondhand.
What do you mean? Not secondhand necessarily. I go over to Yosef and I say, Boss Gabo is a jerk. Ze lashon Chalila. Ze chaver sheli. Chas v'shalom. That's what's that? Lashon Hara Mideoraita. Huh? No, because Rechilut is Kach Vekach Amar Ploni Alecha. So now, when I warn. So that's something that's called Lashon Hara Betzin'ah. The Chafetz Chaim talks about that also. B'Shem Yerushalmi. That's in Perek Bet, Klal Bet, whatever. Yeah, big safer. Anyway, Rechilut is. I go over to Boss Gab, I say, you know what Yosef said about you? Yosef said you took your test, and something that innately really isn't bad, but you'd be upset if you knew that he was saying this about you. So now what did I just do? I caused strife.
Is saying somebody not good at basketball, sure to write that?
L'chaora, I mean, what's the point of that? Why would you say that?
Someone asks, is this guy good at basketball? You're saying, no, it sucks.
Lama.
If
it's in again, if it's in good, you know, good spirit, and everybody knows it's just a game, whatever. So don't be okay. Fine. Even though you're right, even for silly things, but over here in the game and the chayra not. But Stam, when you're sitting around the door, you know he's terrible in basketball. He's worse than the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? Which is not possible. It doesn't. It's lo shayach ba'olam hazeh.
Yeah. How about if it's something that they like, but they know out of anava, they don't want to hear it. Like, for example, this guy is a Tamid Chacham. Would you be able to say that's a Chirut, stop saying that?
No. The example that the Chafetz Chaim just gave is a combo, right? It's a one-two knockout of Lashon Hara and Chirut. Why? Because when I told you, don't be Mishtatef, and I know that you're not going to listen to me, so that's Stam Lashon Hara, because nothing's going to come out of it. And then I'm setting you up so that when something goes south in the partnership, you say, oh, he told me, he warned me back then not to. He was right. That's Rechilut. So that's my Lashon Hara, which sets you up for a Rechilut. Understand? Yeah.
Number two about blowing things up, that also works for the positive. Let's say someone is a big,
Yeah.
Is that what I say? He's like, go.
That's not Lashon Hara, but that's also no good. Why are you stum? Why? Dolador? Dolador, he's Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Agol. Whoa, take it easy. You know what I'm saying? I say this all the time. I think it's important for everybody to stay in their lane. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with being just a regular Talmid Chacham. That's okay. You know what I'm saying? We're used to hyperbole and Arav, a Gaon. Whoa. Not everybody has to be a Gaon. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Don't cheapen Geonut. Don't cheapen Gdolador. Let the Gdolador be the Gdolador, and let the Geonim be the Geonim, and let regular Bnei Torah and average class Talmidei Chachamim stay like that also. Hakol beseder. We can still be friends. Yeah, I'm not a Gaon, you're my friend. Yeah, beseder, hakol beseder. You know what I'm saying? Don't in life, it's not good stam because then you lose credibility also. You know that? It's a lack of intellectual honesty. Use it wisely. Choose your words. Don't spew. Dalit. אם הוא יכול לסבב את התועלת הזו מבלי שיצטרך לגלות לפניו ענייניו לרע, אין לספר עליו. Interesting. He says, even if you know it's true and it's לשם שמיים, you're not blowing it up and he's going to listen, והכל בסדר. But you know that there's another way that I can somehow make this thing not come to fruition, even if I don't have to spill the beans. For instance, let's say there's a side way that I can torpedo this partnership or this terrible shidduch without talking about it. You have to do that. Maybe it's uncomfortable, maybe it's more effort, do it, don't talk. If there's any conceivable way that you can torpedo it without having to say it, you have to take that route. And hey, yeah, we'll do chazar about it tomorrow. There's an if you already partnered or you already went into the shidduch, the Chafetz Chaim says that there's another 3 tana'im, altogether 8. You got to remember, anytime you open your mouth, you got to remember 5 or 8 tana'im. Now he says, hey, what, you think it's easy being a reference? A shidduch reference? You think it's easy being a shadchan? Ma, kol kesef? Got no alachot. One more, shnia. Says, kol ze eno mutar, rak im lo yesubav al yedei hasipur ra'a mamash lanidon. דיינו שלא ירא עמו ממש, רק שתוסר ממנו על ידי זה הטובה, שהיה עושה עם השכנגדו. אף דממילא דבר זה הוא ראה לו, מכל מקום מותר. אבל אם יגיע לו על ידי שסיפורו ראה ממש, אסור לספר עליו כי יצטרך לזה עוד פרטים. Which means, if I'm trying to protect you, and let's say, Boss Gabo is trying to be משתתף, and I think it's a very bad שידוך. And I'm trying to protect you, and by doing so, it falls apart and you just don't make money as a result of this thing. That's okay. But if something bad actually happens, word gets out, you start losing business in other places, whatever, your actual bad befalls you as a result of me protecting you, it will be asur besides for another 3 tana'im like we spoke about. Chazara, go. Quick.
Something has to be digitally bad in your opinion only.
Okay.
Have to go to the toilet.
Yep.
And exaggerate.
Okay.
And there's a person that won't listen, and it's usher.
That was included in 3, 4.
If there's another way to stop the partnership happening.
Okay.
And you have to go and say it.
Not say it, but
do the other way.
And 5.
If it's going to damage the person very badly, you need 3 more conditions.
Yafe. Bezat Hashem, tomorrow we have a hands-on halacha club at 11:30 upstairs. In the lab?
2:10.
And then afterwards, Bezat Hashem at 2, we'll have a chabura continuing and we'll speak about actual shidduchim. Yeah, go ahead.